Chabad.org audio.
Bola Hashem. Hashem swallowed up Lechomal without any mercy as Kolnois Yankiv. All the habitations of Yankiv. What does it mean Hashem swallowed up and had no Rachmones? He also, Rabin Omer Bjechenen, Rabin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Elo, this refers to Shishim Ribui Ayorois, to the 60 myriads of cities. 60 myriads means 600,000 cities. Sholol Yana Amelech, Bahar Amelech. Yana Amelech had in the king's mountains, the mountain of the king, where he had 600,000 large cities. As explained last year, this Har HaMelech doesn't mean only one mountain, the whole mountainous range stretching forth a large part of Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, 600,000 cities, the Omer of Yehuda, the Omer of Asi, Samech, Riboy, Ayorois, Hoylel, Yana, Melech, Bara, Melech. Yana, Melech had 600,000 cities in the mountain, this mountainous range, which is called Hara Melech, Ture de Malka. Bechol Achas ve Achas, in each city, Hoyboy, Kiyotze, Mitzrayim, had a population, each city of these 600,000 cities had a population of 600,000, which corresponds to how many Yidim went out from Mitzrayim. Namely, if you count 600,000 times 600,000, if I'm not mistaken, is 36 billion Yidim. How such a thing is possible? Soon we'll see. In other words, in this Haramelech, 600,000 cities, which each one had 600,000 people, or 36 billion people population in these 600,000 cities. Chutz Misholosh, besides three cities which had not 600,000, Shebakiflaim Kiyotze Mitzrayim, which had a double of the amount of Yidden who went out from Mitzrayim, not 600,000, but each one had 1,200,000 Yidden, the population. In other words, in addition to the 36 billion, another 1.5 million of Yidden lived in this Har HaMelech. And which three cities had double the amount of Yidden who came out from Mitzrayim? One was called Kfar Bish, Kfar Shichlayim. The third one was called Kfar Dichroyo. Why were they so called? Kvar Bish, in other words, you can see, a city which has 1,200,000 people is still called Kvar. For example, Kvar Chabad is not a village, it's a town, but still has the name of Kvar. Here we see in the Gemara, you can have a city which has 1,200,000 people and still called only Kvar a village. The first village, the first place was called Kvar Bish. Bish means in Aramaic bad or evil. Why were they called Kvar Bish, the village of evil? Le'yave Beisel Ashpizne. They never gave their houses for hospitality for visitors. Wayfarers came to their houses and they did not offer any hospitality. So that's why it's called Kvar Bish, Bish bad or evil. Kvar Shichlayim, the second village, which had 1,200,000 inhabitants, was called Shichlayim. Shoyse Panesoso Mishichlayim. The entire city, or the entire village of 1,200,000 people, had a panosa from one thing. What? From Shichlayim. It's called, in English, it's called a watercress. It's a plant, which is a pungent and edible leaves. And from this, the entire city, it was such abundance of this watercress, had panosa. Kvar dichroyo, as you know, dichroyo in Aramaic means zochar, means dechar. بردی خرایا آمرا بیای خنون شهایو چه سیم یاد زخار their wives gave birth زخاری for males still at the beginning always every inhabitant had first boys at their children the oldest nekevos bachrayna and afterwards gave their wives gave birth to girls or to females bachrayna later upaiskes and afterwards they had no more children in other words the first their children everything was here miraculous the first their children that's what's called tvar dachrayo dachrayo means azochar first they had boys and afterwards they had girls as you know if you mix them especially if you have girls first a greater bracha you have first girls as baschil simen bracha and here they had first always boys and only afterwards the girls and then their wives had no more children Umer Omer Ule. Ule said, Ledidi Chazili Hal Asre. I have seen this place. Papile Shittim Rapso Koni. Even 600,000 reeds or sticks. Imachzik. Would not hold this place if you should plant 600,000 sticks or reeds. It would not have place. How can it have 600,000 cities? And each city has 600,000 people. Now there is not even 600,000 reeds you can plant in this Tur Malka. Amr al-Hau Mine. So there was a heretic, an Apicurus, said to Reb Chanina, Shikure Meshakrisoi, you tell us a lot of lies. How can you say this miraculous thing that in Har Tur Carmel, Tur Malka, there are 600,000 cities, if now this is in fact, not even 600,000 reeds you cannot plant, so how could you say there were 600,000 cities? So all you Yidden, you are telling a bunch of lies. Amale, he replied, Eretz Tzvi, as Israel, the Holy Land is called a land of the deer. Why is it, as Israel didn't have particularly many deers, why is it called Eretz Tzvi, Ksiva, Matzvi, just as a deer. In Eurom Machzike Psoroi, once you take off the skin of a deer, it shrinks so tremendously that you cannot put it back. As long as the hide or the skin was upon the deer, it was expanded and the deer was comfortable. But as soon as it was geschachten, and you take off the skin of the deer, it shrinks, it contracts, and you cannot put back the skin to should cover the deer. So the Gemara says, Ule says, this is the comparison that Israel is called the land of the deer, just like a deer, of Eretz Israel, Bezman Shoshim Moleo, at the time, when all Yidden dwell in Eretz Israel. Rafcha is plenty place for billions of Yidden. Not for millions, but for billions of Yidden. Bezman Shoshim Moleo, but when the Yidden were sent in exile, the Yidden do not live in Israel. Gamda, as Israel also shrinks, and is not in place, not even for 600,000 reeds. The Bereshit is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is permitted to be studied on Tisha B'Av, which says, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, Shimi Dvar Hashem. Eretz, the earth, or the land, Eretz, 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 Oretz, three times, Shimi, listen, fellowship to the birth of God. The Altrebi, in the very first Maimer in Torah, explains what is this triple expression, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz. The Altrebi explains three things are called by the name of Eretz. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz, Torah is called Eretz, and Knesset Yisrael, Jewish people, are also called Eretz. And David says to all the three, Shimi, Dvar Hashem. But in any case, there's a similarity, a comparison between Eretz Yisrael. Between Eretz Israel and between the Torah and between Knesset Israel. Just as we know Torah, there is no limitation, there is no goal to Torah. Torah is higher than Zman, Torah is higher than Mokrim. And there are many, many examples. The Torah is higher than Zman, for example. The Gemara is a person who studied the laws of a korban, of an offering. Nowadays, just like you would bring an offering based on Mikdash, the Trebaz de Kasha. Who can bring a korban? Who can bring an offering? Can be makir this in Beis HaMikdash? Only a kohen. And where can he bring a carbon? Only in Eretz Israel. And when can he bring a carbon in Eretz Israel? When there is a Beis HaMikdash. So how come if now they see the Chutzlores, and it can be middle of the night, when even in Beis HaMikdash we couldn't bring a carbon? A person should study the laws of carbonos, it's just like would bring a carbon. The Alter Rebbe says, because Torah is completely high the Zman, high the Mokom, you can be the Chutzlores, you don't have to be a Kohen, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and nevertheless it's just like would bring a carbon. So this is a Torah is high the Zman in Mokom. As in a Yid, it's a helical kamimal mamesh. It's also higher than any limitation. It's higher than Zman, higher than Mokrim. And the Gemara says, even Eretz Yisrael, the physical earth of Eretz Yisrael, is just like Eretz. Eretz Yisrael has the same qualities as Torah. That's why it's called the Holy Land, Eretz HaKodesh. What does it mean it's holy? Higher than all the limitations, all Hakbolas, the Zman and Mokrim. If the Eden would be in Eretz Yisrael and study Torah, billions upon billions of Eden can live in Eretz Israel, can have panos in Eretz Israel, because Eretz Tzvi. And when Mashiach will come, if I see that Eretz Israel is fashioned by Kol Arotzos, then the whole world will also be just like Eretz Israel. Eretz Tzvi. Now these people are afraid when Mashiach will come, Chesed Hamesim will be overpopulation. Then we will have place for hundreds of billions, eighths of people. The physical land won't be able to support so many people. And how about at the Inyan for food? The Gemara says, Vayit learns Torah, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Remember the Rebbe spoke today and last week, Mekir Eretz Yisrael, because I see that Eretz Yisrael is Pashut, Bechol Arotzos. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, and it's like a supernatural land, just like a Yid is supernatural, Torah is supernatural, higher than any limitation. So the Gemara says, no problem about food, there's no problem about place, because Eretz Tzvi, suddenly it expands, and there's plenty of place for everybody, and food and so on. If they sometimes have a Hagbola limitation or a restriction, it's only because we don't learn enough Torah and we don't live in Eretz Israel. But if, as the Gemara says, "Bezman Shoshim Aleho," Eretz Israel, even the physical earth, which is inanimate, how can it expand? Whole Eretz Israel is lemalu mederech hateva, it's not part of the world. Whole Eretz Israel is kedushas, that's why it's called Eretz HaKodesh. High than all these hagbolas, all these limitations, all these restrictions. Completely high in the Zman, high in the Mokrim. And Mashiach will come. All the Eden will return to Eretz Israel. So Eretz Israel will suddenly expand miraculously because this is the whole Messias of Eretz Israel. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Minyumi Bar Chelkiyo, Rav Chelkiyo Bar Tuvia, Rafune Bar Chaya, Have Yasve. They were sitting, the three sages, Gabadoda together, Amr, and they said to each other, Ike de Shmirele Milse, if anyone knows anything about Kvar Sekanyo Shel Mitzrayim, anybody knows about this Kvar Sekanyo, about this place which is called Kvar Sekanyo, the village of Sekanyo, Shel Mitzrayim, Lema, let him say, Posachad Minayu, one of them opened the conversation and said, Vomar Maiser, there was once Borus Varus Osoy. Was once a bride and a groom, a betrothed couple, Shenishbul Ben HaGoyim, were captured amongst the Gentiles, like to the Goyim. Vesium Zeluzer, this Chosin and Kalev were taken in captivity, this betrothed couple, and the Goyim forced them they should marry. Amro Loi, the bride, said to the Chosin, Bevekosha Mimcha, I beg of you, I plead with you, Al Tigabi, do not touch me. Officially, legally, they're made, they should be like a husband and wife, but she, since there wasn't a kosher in Nisuin, there wasn't a kosher marriage, so she said, please do not touch me. Why wasn't there a kosher marriage? She'elik suve mimcha. I do not have, they could not write, there was no sefer. They could not write aksube, the marriage contract. As you know, a woman who doesn't have a marriage contract is also a bailo, mustn't live with her husband. And since she didn't have aksube, so she asked, she was such a tzedekes, do not touch me. Lanagabo. And the chosen, the groom, indeed, did not touch her at Yoy Moisei. till his dying day, till he passed away, he never touched his bride, his color, although officially it was actually she was his wife. And she didn't touch him. Keshemes, when he died, Amalehen, she said to the other Yidden, who were also in captivity, because you mustn't forget that the Arayat, there were also other Yidden, besides this, she said they should eulogize her husband, her chosn, because otherwise, before she must another kasha, as we know, if there's no broches under the chuppah, she also must live together. So there was no birches, the birches, the eres, the birches nisuin. So why did she say there's no ksuba? There was also no birches eres, the birches nisuin. So from this, the mepharshim migaraya, there were 10 people, and they could recite the broche, only they couldn't write the ksuba. So they were also in captivity, other Yidden. And she asked the Yidden, Siptu lezeh, please mourn or eulogize. My chosn, she pitpat by Yitzro Yoser mi Yosef, who subdued, who conquered his passion, his Yitzro Hore, even more than Yosef HaTzadik. He did even a greater deed, that even more than Yosef HaTzadik he conquered, subdued his passion, his burning Yitzro Hore passion, even more than Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Dilu by Yosef. Because by Yosef loyhave lechode shaiter, Yosef was exposed to all this temptation, all these difficulties for a short while. Chode shaiter doesn't mean only 1 hour, a few days or a few weeks, while but Tiferes' wife tried to seduce him. But how long did it last? Soon thereafter he was put in prison. So he had to fight against his heart, against his passion, chode shaiter a certain period. The high, but my chosn, kula yoyme v'yoyme, each and every day until he lived, for many years, he had to fight his Yitzhar Hara, he should not touch me. Vilu Yosef, this is only number one, that her chosn was far superior to Yosef. Vilu Yosef, number two, Yosef. Lav bechod mitte, Yosef wasn't there, as I said, the government forced them to live like husband and wife. So the government gave them only one bed. So the chos and the kale had to sleep in one bed. The labor of Yosef and Potiphar's wife, she tried to pull him into her bed. But she didn't succeed. So Mele, Yosef didn't have the same temptation here. Her chos was sleeping with the kale together in one bed. So he had the second superiority of her chos over Yosef. Thirdly, Vili Yosef lach ishtoi. Yosef could overcome his passion, his Yitzhar Hara, because he knew this is Avera. He knew this, she wasn't his wife. So Mele, it's an Avera. Ha'i ishtoi, min adin, this was a arus, a betrothed, all midrabonon. Min ateirach, a ores, varosa, chosin, a kale, can be together, it's only isim midrabonon. Ha'i ishtoi. And nevertheless, he even all his life, he fought his Yitzhar Hara, his passion. So that's why she has eulogized him, because he's been superior even to Yosef. My dear Rabbi Isai, as you know, we called, after the very few tzaddikim, we called tzaddik. One of them is Yosef at tzaddik. We don't find many other tzaddikim, although they were tzaddikim, but the title tzaddik is given to very few people. So this is the Chazal explained, especially in Medroshim, the term tzaddik applies specifically to a person who's abusing Yitzhar Hara from Znus. And Yosef overcame this taiva and this Yitzhar Hara, this passion, so that's why it's called tzaddik. Adam Avraham Avinu Misras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem, but the inyan from Znus, this inyan from a tzaddik. Tzaddik Yesoit. Yesoit has to do with Afkim, with this inyan. So indeed, was he greater than Yosef at tzaddik? She says, in three things, he was greater than Yosef at tzaddik. But never the Chazal give the title Dav to Yosef HaTzadik. And she said that he was superior. We can speak about this a lot. Simply, if you go up in Pashtus, this woman cooperated, the Kale helped him. See, ultimately, it wasn't just difficult, Yosef, but Potiphar, that could try to subdue him, that he should succumb to this taiva. Whereas she, on the contrary, she pleaded with him, she begged him, she was misspelled. So the bride or the kalah herself helped him. But the Iker Tepshat, we have a klal mais over similar bonding. As for example, Hashem tested Sora. She was taken to Paro's house. And also, Paro wanted to also to have an aver, commit aver with her, and she did not let. So from this it says in the Chazal, mais over similar bonding, did Hashem to test Sora? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu know the morality and the Gedusha and the Tzidkus of Sora? The test wasn't for the purpose of Sora. Mice over similar bonim. As you know, afterwards, Sora's children, the descendants, went out to Mitzrayim. And what did the Mitzrayim's Erva Soores? And what did the Mitzrayim say? If we were the masters over your bodies, did not we also, weren't we also the masters and didn't we rule over your wives? So you think the children are your children? It's our children, because your wives all did our best with us. So the Eibishter says, Shifte Yudke, the Eibishter gave a siman, Shifte Yudke, nobody touched, even in enslavement, not in bondage in Mitzrayim, not one Jewish woman. So the Shaila is, where did the Jewish woman Mitzrayim, in the Ervas Ores, being enslaved in bondage, how did they get overcome all these temptations and issues and difficulties? Not one woman should be Mizana. The Farshim said, this was the avoider from Sora. Once Sora accomplished this, mice always, which they did, this also helped their children, they should have the koyach in Mitzrayim to overcome the dinyafun's news. The same thing says in Sforim by Yosef. Why did Yosef was thrown in such a temptation, or such an issue, such a test? In order to help all subsequent men, they should also be able to overcome this test of immorality and of znus in subsequent generations. So maybe as you know, Posach, who was the first one? Once somebody starts, everybody finds it easy to go follow afterwards. So maybe Yosef, he was the first one. So maybe in this sense, Taki, in three areas, this Chosen was superior, at least in appearance. But circles of Siv Yosef was Posach, he started. As you know, for example, the Shailmit, the Akedah. What was the gateways for the Mitzrayim of Avraham Avinu? How many throughout the ages also were martyrs, gave their lives up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So what were the greatest Akedahs of Avraham, Akedahs Yitzchak? Because they were the first one. A mice of a similar body once, Avraham Avinu. And Yitzchak accomplished this, for the children, so it's easier to accomplish it. He also. Taka, why did this chosn have the koyach? Because of Yitzchak did accomplish it before already. But anyways, then the Posach Idach, the second Amore, also began to speak about this. Kpar, Sekanya, Vomar. Maise, V'omdo, Arboim, Mudyois, Bediner. Because on one occasion, you could buy 40 bushels of wheat or corn, Bediner, for one dinner. Suddenly, Nechsar, Hashar, Mudyachas. Suddenly the price went up, and henceforth you couldn't get 40 bushels for one dinner, you could get only 39 bushels for one dinner. In other words, the price went up. Ubatku, the boys of Hebrew learned something tremendous. So they investigated how come suddenly became this mice and the prices went up. Umatsu, what did they discover? Av ubnoi, there's a certain father and a son, Shebo al Naro Moroso, and an intercourse with Amnaro Maroso, with our betrothed maiden, Bema Kippurim. So Mela, they were such a great tzaddikim. They knew everything what happens in this world, anything, even the most mundane physical things, like the price of wheat, the price of corn, if suddenly it became more expensive, it's a simon, because the Eden sinned. If it wouldn't be available, it would be impossible, and you should have to spend more money. Anything what happens in this world, if anything bad, you should know it always is attributable, because Ayit Chas V'Shalom did an avera. So this is what they investigated. He says, how is it possible the price should go up? Why did it go up? Because there was a shortage of wheat? No. They knew because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Eden sinned. So they investigated and they discovered this, the father and the son, Vevium Lebesdin. They brought them before the Besdin, the Soklum, and they stoned them, and immediately Vachozer Ashar LeMikloimoy, and the price went down, and you get again 40 bushels of corn, for one dinner. So where do we see the sickness of this place? We can see that this was the only avera which the entire population had. Because suppose they would have another avera, so the price shouldn't go back because they still didn't rectify the other avera. So you had here millions of people, and was only one avera in the whole place amongst millions of people, and as soon as they did tshuva and rectified this avera, the price immediately went back. What do we see from here? Whatever happens, if something becomes more expensive, something becomes more difficult, and you should not search what the economic reasons for it, should see what happened in Kiyum Mitzvahs or Chas V'Shalom in averas. And they did investigate, and they discover, and they tshuva, and immediately the price went up. But the Mephoshim say, why did we say this place was very a holy place, a tzitzitzke place? Is the Siman, this was the only avera among all these millions of people. They didn't have any other avera. As soon as this avera was eliminated, the price went back. Posach Idach, the third Amoires, began to speak about this Mikvar Sekanyo Romar. Maise Be'odam. Because once a man, Shenosan Enav Be'ishtoi, who decided he wants to divorce his wife. For whatever reason, he wants to marry somebody else. But anyways, he decided he wants to marry, divorce his wife. Legorsha. But what was the problem? Voise Ksubosa Mruba. The Ksuba, the marriage contract, had a large amount of money which he would have to pay. And either he couldn't afford to pay so much money, or he didn't want to pay so much money. So since he wasn't a prune person, also what did he do? Holach Vezimen Eshoishvinov. He went and invited Shoishvinov his friends. Vachilon Vihishkon made for them a feast. He gave them to eat and to drink. Shikron, and he made them drunk. All the invited guests, he made them shikir. Vashkimon, when they were completely shikir, they didn't know what's going on with them. Vashkivon Amita Achas, and he put them all the guests with his wife, all on one bed. The heavy luvan aloivan beitzer, he bought the white of an egg, which has the same color and also its mucus. It looks like semen, zera, vitel benayim, and he scattered the white of the egg among the people who were on the bed together with his wife. Behemit lahem edim, and he also brought witnesses to show that Chas V'Shalom, his wife, committed this adultery. They saw the whiteness of the egg, which looks like the zera. Obole Bezdin, and he came to the Bezdin. Consequently, if a woman Chas V'Shalom commits adultery, she has to receive her get, and she does not get a ksuba. So Mele, he saved himself all this large amount of money to fit in the ksuba. It's a very good question. Because the question, the whole shaila is, when did this happen? This happened before Beis HaMikdash Haschora or after Beis HaMikdash Haschora? From the context of the Gemara, it's mashmi, this speaks after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But soon you'll see, if it's after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Bezdin had no power anymore to bury anybody to death. But if you say it was before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, because there was one elder, with Talmidei Shammai HaZokin, from the Talmidim of Shammai HaZokin, Obove ben Buta Shmoy. Obove ben Buta, we know he lived before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But you know, 4 years before Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, lost the power, or gave up the power, to put anybody to death. Omalehem, Tach Mikublani Mishima Zakai. This is what I have learned. I've been taught by Shammai HaZokin, my Rebbe. Luvan Beitza, he was such a great Talmid Chochem, so smart, and he suspected something fishy. He says, Luvan Beitza, the whiteness of an egg, soilet min hu'ur. It peels off, you bring it close to fire, this whiteness, although it's attached to the cloth, or to the fabric, if you get close to the fire, it just peels off. But semen, if you bring it closer to fire, it becomes absorbed, it penetrates into the fabric. And it says, Batku, let's examine it. Because he immediately saw this is something, it's a rosh of this person, he just wants to save the ksuber. Almost a dwarf, and the father exactly. They brought before fire, and it just peeled off, because it wasn't shikhvazera. What was it? The white of an egg. Vihule bezni volku, and they flocked him, but vuksu mimeno, ksubosu mimeno. And of course, she didn't want to live anymore with such a husband, but she got the entire ksuba. Omla abayla b'yosef, abayla to b'yosef. Achar, inasmuch as David Sadiq in Kulahai, there was such a great Sadiq knowledge in amongst millions of people, we find out only one Avera among the entire population. Maita Imish, why were they punished and the entire city with millions of people were destroyed? Omalei, the Yosef replied, Mishum like evil Al Yerushalayim, the evil Al Yerushalayim. They did not mourn for the destruction of Yerushalayim. Many people thought, what happens in Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim's business. And unfortunately, many cities in Israel had jealousies and envies with Yerushalayim and did not mourn for the destruction of Yerushalayim. So, mele, for this reason, they were punished. The Chsiv, Simchas Yerushalayim, Vigulba, they rejoice with Yerushalayim and delight with her, Kolabeo, all those who love her, Sisu Ito, Messiah, rejoice with her, Kamsabli Moleho, because those who mourn, eventually also have in time for Mashiach the great Simcha. And since they did more for the destruction of Yerushalayim, so Mela they also were punished. The verse and now we are coming to the third thing which the Gemara begins. Because of Kamsen Bar Kamsen to Yerushalayim and Besamikish was destroyed. Because a rooster and a hen Tur Malke with the billions of Eden were destroyed. And Beitar, which became the capital city of a new independent state after Yerushalayim was destroyed. And who was the king there? Bar Kokhba was the king. Until Mashiach, Rabbi Kiva thought, but Rabbi Kiva, Bar Kokhba will be also, the quality will eventually become Mashiach. And Beitar, this was the capital somewhere, we don't know exactly where Beitar was, somewhere in the south of Israel. And why was Beitar destroyed? So the Gemara discusses now. Ashke, the respect chor of Beitar. Through the shaft of a wood of a coach, a plank of a coach, Chorev Beitar, for such insignificance and for such a little thing, Beitar was destroyed. And the Higeb, it was the custom in Beitar, when a boy was born, Shosli Azo, they used to plant a cedar tree. In Nuksa, when a girl was born, Shoslet Tornisa used to plant a pine tree. Everything for Simonim, as you know, is the highest tree, very mighty tree, to indicate also the children should also, their mother should be great and beautiful. So Bela, as a omen, as a simon, so that's what they built. They planted a cedar tree for a boy and a pine tree for a girl. When the time came for the boys or girls to get married, Kaitzelu, they used to cut down the tree, bob the ganana, and from this they made the chuppah, the canopy. From these trees which they planted when the child was born. Yeimechod, it was Monday, Havikochalpa brought the Kaiser. The daughter of the emperor, of the Roman emperor, was passing. Itvar Shako, Drispek, the shaft, this plank in her coach broke. So her soldiers accompanied her, Kotsu Arze, the Kadan, a cedar tree, Bailuluhu, law, and they put it instead of the plank or the shaft for her coach, they put a cedar tree. Also, Nofalalayu, so the Yid fell upon the soldiers, Mechunu, and they beat them up. Also, Amral Rekeze, the daughter. And the soldiers came to the emperor, and they said to the emperor, Mordebecho Yudoi, your Jewish subjects are rebelling against you. Also Alayu, he came against them, and then completely annihilated, exterminated millions of Eden in Beitar. This was the last stronghold of the Eden. Before they went in exile, after Yerushalayim, they thought they'd be able to reestablish the Jewish kingdom with Bar Kokhba as their king, as eventually Peter hoped also as Mashiach in Beitar, and this was destroyed for such a little insignificant trivial thing which we discussed in the previous years, how come for cancer by cancer, or for a rooster on a hen, a plank, a shaft in a coach, should come such a tragedy? Now the Gemara explains, Goda b'chori av kokel in Yisrael. The Eibishter cut off in his fierce anger, kokel in Yisrael, the might, the glory of Israel, because Bar Kokhba could have become Mashiach, and from the state of Eretz Yisrael could have been reestablished, and wouldn't have to go into exile. That the might and the glory of Israel were completely cut off, that the Beitar was destroyed. Amr Reb Zera, Amr Reb Abba, Amr Reb Yechen. Reb Zera said in the name of Reb Abba, who said in the name of Reb Yechen. Ilu Shmoinim Elef Karni Milchome. 80,000 chief officers, only the army was only 80,000 generals. Karni Milchome. Shenichnus Lekrach Beitar. Can you imagine the armada which attacked Beitar? You had 80,000 Karni Milchome, the generals of the army, entered to the Beitar. Beshor Shalachdu, at the time when Beitar was stationed, when Beitar was captured, Harguba Anoshim Venoshim Vetav, and they murdered Anoshim, all men, the Noshim and all women, Vetav, all children, Acheholach Domon, until their blood ran Nofal Yoma Godol. It fell into the great sea, which means into the Mediterranean Sea, was so much blood gushing into the Mediterranean Sea, to the Great Sea. Shamot Toimar, if you were to say, Kroiva, that Beta was close to the sea, Hoiso, in other words, there wasn't so much such a great distance. If blood ran into the ocean, it wasn't such a big deal, it was quite close. Rechoiko Hoiso, Mil, was a mile, a mil is more than a mile, and the blood was just gushing and flowing like a river into the sea. Tanyer Blazer Agodloimer. Shnei necholim yesh v'bikas yodayim. There are two streams, or two rivers, yesh v'bikas yodayim, the valley, which is called the valley of Yodayim. Echad moishich eilech. One stream goes to one direction. Echad moishich eilech. The other one goes to the other direction. V'shirach hachomim. And our sages estimated Shnei Chalokim Mayim, in these two rivers were two parts, two portions of water, Ve'echad Dam, and one third of in these two rivers were flowing continuously blood from all these murdered Yidden. Masnitatan, in a Braise we have learned Sheva Shonim Botru Umes Oilam, for 7 years the nations of the world, in the neighboring states, they fertilized as Tarmeim their vineyards midomel shem Yisrael, with the blood of Israel blazevel, without any manure. They had for 7 years, they did not have to fertilize their vineyards because the earth was saturated with the blood of Yidden, and they did not need any fertilizer or any manure. Amreb Chie bar Ovin, Amreb Shea ben Korcha, Sachli Zoken Echad, an old man, Me'anshe Yerushalayim, of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, told me, Bikezu, in this valley, Horak Nebuzradon, Rebbeisa Nebuzradon was the chief general of Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. This Nebuzradon, Horak Rav Tavochim, usually we translate Rav Tavochim, the chief general, but Rav Tavochim also means the chief butcher, because he murdered all these Yidden in Israel. So he killed in one valley near Yerushalayim, Mosayim v'achas asoro riboy, 211 myriads. As you know, a myriad is 10,000. You multiply 211 by 10,000, comes out to 2,111,000. Yidden in one valley alone. 2 million Yidden. 2,110,000. This was in Rav Tavochim, in this valley. Ubir Shalayim, Horaktishi Varboriboy. They killed 94 myriads, 94 times 10,000, 940,000 yidn. Al Evan Achas, just on one stone. Acheholach Domon v'noga b'domesh of Zachariah. He killed in one valley, one stone, so many millions of yidn, and there was so much blood accumulated, until the blood went up like a mountain, and it touched the blood of Zechariah. Where was Zechariah? Soon we are going to discuss. Zechariah was killed in the Beis HaMikdash. Where is the Beis HaMikdash? The Har HaBayis. Upon the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. Here in Yerushalayim, here it was, the Yidden were killed in a valley. Can you imagine how much blood was there flowing, and all the blood went up all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, where Zechariah was killed, and their blood, the blood of this murdered Yidden, touched the blood of Zechariah, was the high priest. It was a Novi whom the Yidden killed. The Kayem, Mashanemar, this is to fulfill what Abish already prophesied, Bedomim, Bedomim Nogu. Blood will touch blood. The murdered blood of the Yidden will touch the murdered blood of a tzaddik whom the Yidden killed for no reason. Asherim, after he killed his millions of Eden, and there was a whole flood of blood in Yerushalayim until the blood went up all the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Can you imagine? For a valley, there should, so much blood should flow until the blood went up all the way to the Har HaBayis and touched the blood of Zechariah. Asherim, the dom of the Zechariah, Nebuzradon, the chief butcher, the chief general of Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed by the Beis HaMikdash. He found the blood of Zechariah, this high priest, the Kohen Gadol, who was murdered in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. He was murdered by the Yidden, the high priest, and the Novi. And miraculously, the blood didn't saturate, didn't enter into the ground. It kept on going up, bubbling. This hot blood of Zechariah kept on bubbling upwards, miraculously. Omelhu, Nebuzradon, said to the Eden, "My high, I never see such a thing. Blood should keep on bubbling upwards." Omrule, so the Kohanim, the Eden, said to Nebuzradon, "The one dams vochim dishtepech. This merely the dam, the blood of the sacrifices, the offerings we give, offered in Beis HaMikdash. And you know, a sacrifice is a very holy thing. So merely that's why it didn't go into the ground, it kept on bubbling up." I said, Dome, he brought other blood from Karbonis. Well, Ibme, they were not similar. He saw that this blood has a completely different color than the blood which was bubbling from Zechariah. Omelehu. So here he threatened them or warned them. Iam Ritali, if you tell me the truth, Mutter. Well and good. We laugh. If you will not tell me, how come this blood bubbles? Mesrikno, the Besreicho, the Mistreke, the Parzeler. I will tear off your flesh, the Mistreke, the Parzeler, with iron combs. Amrile, to the Eden, replied, they said to Nebuzradon, "My name Allah, what shall we tell you? Nebiya have born, we had amongst us a Novi, a prophet, who kept on chastising us, reproving us, telling us, Musa b'mila deshmaya, for our irreligious behavior. Kamina layu, we rose up against him, and we killed him. For Kamishon is already for many years, like Naiche Damye, his blood doesn't rest. His blood, since he was murdered, keeps on bubbling, his heart keeps on bubbling in the Beis HaMikdash. Omelehu, Nebuzradon said to the Yidden, if this blood doesn't rest, I'm going to make it should rest. Anu mefaisenele, I will appease Zechariah that he should not keep on bubbling. I will appease for the things which you did against him. Isis and Hedrick Doilo, the Buzradon, the chief general of Nebuchadnezzar, brought the great Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Tano, and also the many, many Sanhedrin Tanas, caught Philolayo. He killed all these great tzaddikim, as you know, who was qualified to be in the Sanhedrin. Chachomim, great tzaddikim, he killed out all of them, Elayo, over the blood of Zechariah. He shechted them over the blood, that their blood should flow into the blood of Zechariah. But Zechariah's blood still did not rest. He brought Bachurim Besulois. He brought young men and young women. Kotel Elayo, Kiloye. He also killed them, the young boys, young girls who did not have any Averes yet. He also murdered them over the blood of Zechariah. Ploinach. And the blood of Zechariah still did not, wasn't appeased. And he did not rest. I said, Tinoikeshel Beis Rabon, he brought little children to go to Cheder. This is Hevel Shembem Chet, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. The whole world only exists by virtue of the Torah which little children learn. He brought the little children, Tinoikeshel Beis Rabon, Kotloleo, and he also killed all the children in Israel over the blood of Zechariah. Plenach and Zechariah's blood still did not rest. Zechariah wasn't appeased. Even this callous, achzer, cruel, this Nebuzradan could not take it anymore. Omele, then he exclaimed, Zechariah, Zechariah. He exclaimed to Zechariah. He said, Zechariah, Zechariah. Tevishabahem, the very best of them, meaning of the Jewish people, Obadeti, I killed, Nichalach, do you want that Vidinhu Klekulu should have destroyed the entire Jewish people? That Omele Hoche, as soon as the Buzradan said this, are the very best of the cream of the crop, the very best of the Eden are already murdered. You want I should kill even more Eden? Should I kill all of the Eden? Nach, then Zechariah's blood stopped bubbling and it bent, penetrated into the ground, in the Beis Hamikdash. When he saw this great miracle, when he saw this greatness, this cruel, vicious Nebuzradan, this chief butcher, remember how many millions of Eden he killed, and how he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and so on, even such a cruel goy, also suddenly his neshama became awakened and he did tshuva, Bahu Shatzer. Straight away then, he did tshuva, he felt a remorse. In other words, he did tshuva, bedaite, Omar, and he said, Ma, im al nefesh achas kach, if such, this is the punishment, the penalty, for slaying only one person, guess how many, the Sanhedrin Gdoilo, Sanhedrin Ktano, and all the young boys, all the young girls, and all the millions of little children were killed, for whom? For one person, Zechariah. How gavre, how about myself? The Kotel Kolhan and Ishmosu killed millions of Eden. Lachas Kamakama, how is David going to punish me if just look for, if somebody kills the Eden? Although it's a Tzadik, although it's a Novi, a Kohen Gadol. But nevertheless, so many Tinoikesh of Beis Rabon and some of the best of the Eden were killed just for the Avera, for one killing, one Eid. How about if I killed millions upon millions of Eden? How much is going to David to punish me? Orak. He fled. Shodar Shtar Pirtese Bebeise. He sent his will to his family. In other words, he says he gives this house to his wife, to his children, all his assets and all his possessions. Begayer. And he became a convert. And it was Radon, this Merike butcher, the chief general of Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and killed millions of Eden. He became a proselyte, he became a Yid, he converted to Yiddishkeit. Now, the Eibishter always repays for somebody if he did something good. Never mind what he did before, he did tshuva. He converted. Tana, we have learned. Naaman, I'm going to mention four goyim, who were terrible goyim, and yes, they all converted, all became Yidin, and the descendants became the greatest leaders or the greatest Tanoim among the Jewish people. Naaman, there was around Eretz Yisrael, which is now the Syria, used to be called Aram. The king of Aram, who is also the chief general who conquered all the countries for Aram, was Naaman. And suddenly he was stricken with leprosy. And he took the best doctors from all over. They could not cure him. In his house, there was a young Jewish girl. The Chazal tell us, indeed, why was it stricken with leprosy? Because he captured a young Jewish girl and he enslaved her, and he made her that she should be counted as the maid in his house. She was stricken with leprosy, tzoras. And since the Abishad made it, no doctors could cure him. So this little girl, when she saw how much he suffered, so this little girl said, if no doctors can help you, why don't you go to Eretz Yisrael? There's a big Novi, Elisha Novi, and he'll be able to cure you. So he took a lot of gold and a lot of silver, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he came to Elisha. Elisha didn't want to see him. So when Gehazi was like the secretary of Elisha, says the chief general of Aram came for a bracha, so he says, don't bring him in, just tell him he should go and travel himself, told him the problem, he says, let him go and travel himself in the yardin. So this Naaman became furious. He says, I should dip myself in water, the waters of Syria are better than the yardin, so I can dip myself also in the yardin. So he didn't want to do it, so he wanted to pick himself up and go. So it was one of his soldiers who also came with him. He says, if Elisha tells you to do something, listen to him. So he went and he turned himself 7 times in the Yarden, and it says in Tanakh that his skin became as beautiful, as soft, like a newly born child. As soft. So then he wanted to give to Elisha all this money, and Elisha didn't want to take. As I got to my with Gehazi, Gehazi did take the money, so Gehazi became lepers. But in any case, the Gemara says he went back, and Naaman became, he saw the great miracle which Elisha performed, he became a ger. But what kind of a ger? Ger toshav. The Gemara says there are 2 types of proselytes, or 2 types of converts. One we call a ger tzedek, a righteous ger. It's a righteous ger who takes upon himself all the mitzvahs, he becomes a mishayid. A ger toshav, only according to Rashi, it's a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam, what's a ger toshav? Rashi learns, ger toshav means as soon as he renounces the worship of Avodah Zorah, idolatry, he becomes a ger toshav. So then he can live in Israel, and he's called a ger toshav. So Naaman only renounced the inyan of idolatry, Avodah Zorah, but did not take upon himself all the mitzvahs. Nebuzradon, on the other hand, the chief general of Nebuchadnezzar, the service of Mikdash, ger tzedek hayah, he became a righteous ger. And what came out from him? It's ger tzedek hayah. When the born of Haman, the children of Haman, limdu Torah b'Bnei Brak, became the children of Haman, also converted, the Bnei of his descendants, and they taught Torah in Bnei Brak. And you know, since we always had problems with Haman, we also had problems with Bnei Brak even to our times. So we are the descendants of Haman. Neighbor of Shal Sisra, the descendants of Sisra, who was Sisra by side? There was another country which is called Chatzor, near Israel. And Sisra was also the chief general of this king of Chatzor. And if you remember, there was a Neviah, a woman, a Neviah prophetess, who was called Devaira. And then she made a battle against Sisra. And eventually Sisra was killed. And but Sisra's children also converted. Limdu Tinoikis Birishlaim, they were teachers of children in Yerushalayim. This is the Gemara in Nezikin, here in Gittin. In Sanhedrin, there it only says Limdu Torah Birishlaim. And Arizal says, who came out from Sisra? Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva was also a Ger, or at least a descendant of Gerim. So Rebbe Kiva came out from Sisra, from this great Russia, who wanted to destroy the Jewish people. So when this Sisra came out, that's what the Rizal says, He says he was teachers of children. Rabbi Akiva didn't teach children, but in Gemara Sanhedrin, in Perikah Chelik, there he says that he taught Torah Yerushalayim, and this was Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe of Shel Sanherif. As you know, Sanherif was the king of Syria, but he waged a war against Chizkiyahu. Lam the Torah Barabim. They also, this great, great Rishoyim, who wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim, exile the Jews or kill the Jews, Lam du Tere Barabim. They taught Tere Barabim in public, Man Inu Shmai Vaftalion. They were the members of Shmai Vaftalion, who were the teachers of Hillel and Shammai. Shmai Vaftalion came over the descendants of Sanherif. Anyway, so the boy said, here's the question from how come for such a great Tzaddikim, for such a great Rishoyim, Sanherif, or Sisra, or Nebuzradon, the children of Haman should come out such a great tzaddikim. This talk is very difficult to understand, but a pichsides we can understand very easily. As you know, we always have the klal, anything which is lower is the mocker, the lower a thing it falls, the higher the shoyresh. Since they fell down so deep into the abyss, all the way to the lowest mother in Kedusha, in Klippas, but Klippas also have the anitzus in Kedusha. Of Kedusha. Clippers couldn't exist unless it would also have a spark of Kedusha. Even a Chazir, until Mashiach comes, why is it called Chazir? Mashiach will become kosher. But it also has a nitzus of Kedusha. There isn't anything in Clippers, in the realm of evil, which does also have a high koyach in Kedusha. And the lower the thing, the higher its potential, the higher its nitzus. And when the thing reverse, goes back from Clippers to Kedusha, just like a pendulum. The further it strikes, when it goes back, the further it goes back to the other side. So the same thing also, these very great Rishoyim, why were they such a great Rishoyim? Because also they had also a nitzus of Kedusha, which is tremendously high. Except it fell down very low. Once they converted and came back to Kedusha, so just like a booster, they went all the way back to the highest Madrega. Now Rabbi Yisai, the part that it continues, Hakol Kol Yankiv. Remember Yitzchak when he gave the bracha to Yankiv. So before that, when Yankiv came for the brachas, he said, "Akol kol Yankiv." The voice is the voice of Yankiv by Yidami de Esav, by the hands of Esav. Why is this double expression? I'll tell you, there's nothing redundant. There's nothing repetitious. How come the Torah says "Akol kol Yankiv"? Could it be enough to say "Akol Yankiv Yidami de Esav"? So obviously, since there is something extra, this itself indicates, is a reason, or a this itself indicates they should have, we should search for a deeper interpretation. Hakoil, this is the voice, Hakoil the Adrianus, is Hadrian, the Roman Emperor, the first of this, to him, to Adrianus, that he, the cry of the, which was caused, but Hadrianus to the Yidden. Kaiser Shehorak Balaxandria Shal Mitzrayim Nagar. The coil means the coil of the Yidden which was caused, this cry, the anguish of the Yidden which was caused about Hadrian to the Shehorak Balaxandria Shal Mitzrayim. He massacred in Alexandria of Egypt Shishim Riboy 60,000 times by 60,000 he flying to Yetz Mitzrayim. In other words, 1,200,000 people. And this is the coil, when Yitzchak said the voice of Yankiv means the voice which Yankiv will cry, which the hands of Esau will do to him. This is the first coil. What's the second coil? What's the coil Yankiv? Coil Yankiv, the Aspasianus Caesar, Vespasian the emperor, Shehorak Bekrach Beitar, who killed in the city of Beitar, Arbo meois ribui. 4 million, 400 times 10,000, which is 4 million people. 4 million people in Beitar. Amri lo, some say, arbas alofim ribui. 4,000 times 10,000 means 40 million people were in Beitar. Dying. So this is the second call Yankiv, the anguished cry of Yankiv, which came as a result of the dying of the Esav. By dying the Esav, the hands of Esav. So Malchus Edom is referred to the kingdom of Edom, which is Rome. Shachrivas, but as Bitenu, destroyed our house, Besamikdosh, the Sarfas, Hechlenu, which burned down our sanctuary, the Glisenu Marcenu, and driven out the Yidden into Golas. We mentioned before that Tur Malka has 36 billion inhabitants. And the Gemara answers, how is such a thing possible? The Gemara says, Eretz Tzvi. As the soil is called the land of the deer, the male as the soil can expand. But can we take it with all the miracles that only one location, Tur Malka, should have 36 billion yidden? And here we say, how many yidden were killed in Beitar, one city, 40 million. Again, the answer is Eretz Tzvi. But historically, did we have so many yidden, 36 billion yidden, yes, in Tur Malka? How about Yerushalayim? If you study Medrash Eicha, it's mamish, it boggles the mind, the number of yidden which lived in Yerushalayim, how many chadorim, and how many cheder, how many melamdim, and how many melamdim. Mamish goes in the billions of the billions. So do we have to accept it literally? There were billion times billions, I mean trillions and trillions of yidden. So of course, if you want to take it up, Pshuta is also Eretz Tzvi, it's possible. But historically, we know the yidden were not so many in the tens, billions and billions of yidden. So the Marami Prak explains, again, it's like a Kepshuta also, if you want, but the Marami Prak explains the Pshat, both in Tur Malka, that when you say that only Tur Malka has 36 billion yidden, nowadays the whole world has only 5 billion people, the whole world. Just imagine if the whole world should nowadays have 36 billion people. So even nowadays, everybody's afraid of overpopulation. But especially we have 36 billion people in the whole universe, the whole world. He was speaking in one location, Tur Malka. So Marami Prak says the place of Eretz Yisrael is so holy, mitzad, the holiness of the land, it could bekoyach have such a population. Doesn't necessarily mean there were 36 billion people. But mitzad, the land, the place, its kedusha, was such that if the Eibishter would want it to be 36 billion people, they could have had in time for the time for Beis HaMikdash in Tur Malka of 36 billion people, and everybody will live comfortably, there will be enough food and so on and so forth. That does not mean actually in numbers there were 36 billion people, or in Beitar, how many people he killed out, 40 million people. Makachal was a king over 40 years in one city, Lavdavke, but the Gdusha of Beitar, this could have become the next Jewish commonwealth, and Makachal could have been Mashiach. In Koyach in Gdusha, it could accommodate 40 billion people, or 36 billion, 40 million people, or 36 billion people, but Lavdavke, it has so many people. Anyways, the voice is the voice of Yankev. As you know, the Alter Rebbe explains in Teir, one call is with Avov, one call is without Avov, one call refers to Teire, one call refers to Tfile. Yankev's power is davening, Yankev's Teire, a Yiddish power is learning. So the Gemara says, Ein loch Tfilo shom eiles, if a prayer should be accepted by the Eibishter, mashein bo mizar shel Yankev, unless no Tfilo is accepted, except a Yid has also some share in this tefillah as a part in this prayer. He can pray for United States, he can pray for any other country, but in this prayer has to be also a Yid. If there is no Yid, HaKol Kol Yankev, the power of Torah, the power of tefillah is only for a Yid. A Yid has it. If there is no Yid, a prayer will never be accepted. On the other hand, Vayidayim the Esav, the hands are the hands of Esav, Eilach Milchomer, there cannot be a war. The Eibishter gave the power of warfare, of might to Goyim. So Mele, if who can conquer, who can be victorious, has to be the hands of Esav.